Lord. One of my names is Elijah David Mitchell, Trust Our Apostolic Sabbatarian Congregation, Mount Sinai, 1209 Liberty Hill, Texas. The age December 31, 2017, or CBS 14, 2021. We'll start our first service today with a song entitled Higher Ground. I'm pressing on the upward way. He has some game every day. Supreme has fallen down. Yet that my feet on higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's table land. A higher place. And I have found, yet that my feet on higher ground. My heart has no desire to stay, where doubts arise and fears dismay. Though some may dwell where these abound, my prayer, my aim is higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's table land. A higher place than I have found. Yet at my feet on higher ground. Don't you lift up of the world. Your Satan's guards set me for her, for faith has taught the joyful sound, the song of saints on higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand, my faith on heaven's table land, a higher place than I have found, yet at my feet on higher ground. I want to scale the utmost high and catch a gleam of glory bright. So still I pray till heaven I found. Now lead me on to higher ground. Now lift me up and let me stand. My faith on heaven's table land, a higher plane than I have found, yet that my feet on higher ground. Holy One, Part 8, Isaiah 24. Behold, the Yahweh makes the earth empty, and makes it waste, and turneth it upside down, and scatters abroad the inhabitants thereof. And it shall be as with the people, so with the priest, as with the servant, so with his master, as with the maid, so with her mistress, as with the buyer, so with the seller, as with the lender, so with the borrower, as with the taker of usury, so with the giver of usury to him, for the land shall be utterly emptied and utterly spoiled, for the Yahweh has spoken his word. The earth mourneth and fadeth away, the world languishes and fadeth away, the hearty people of the earth do languish. The earth also is defiled on the inhabitants thereof, because they have transgressed the laws, changed the ordinance, and broken the everlasting covenant. Therefore hath the curse devoured the earth, and they that dwell therein are desolate. Therefore the inhabitants of the earth are burned, and few men left. The new wine mourneth, the vine languishes, all the merry hearted do sigh. The mirth of the tablets ceases, the noise of them that rejoice endeth, the joy of the harp ceases. They shall not drink wine with a song. Strong drink shall be bitter unto them that drink it. For the city of confusion is broken down, every house is shut up, that no man may come in. There is a crying for wine in the streets, all joy is darkened, the mirth of the land is gone. In the city is left desolation, and the gate is smitten with destruction. And thus it shall be in the midst of the land among the people, there shall be as the shaking of an olive tree, and as the greening grapes when the vintage is done. They shall lift up their voice, they shall sing for the majesty of Yahweh, they shall cry aloud from the sea. Wherefore glorify ye the Yahweh in the forest, even the name of the Yahweh Elohim of Israel, in the isles of the sea. And the uttermost part of the earth have we heard song, even glory unto the righteous. But I said, my leanness, woe unto me, for the treacherous dealers have dealt treacherously. Yea, the treacherous dealers have dealt very treacherously. Fear in the pit and the snare are upon thee, O inhabitant of the earth. And it shall come to pass that he who fleeth from the noise of the fear shall fall into the pit, and he that cometh up out of the midst of the pit shall be taken in the snare, for the windows from on high are open, and the foundations of the earth do shake. The earth is utterly broken down, the earth is clean dissolved, the earth is moved exceedingly. The earth shall reel to and fro like a drunkard, and shall be removed like a cottage. And the transgression thereof shall be heavy upon it, and it shall fall and not rise again. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Yahweh shall punish the host of the high ones that are on high, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and the kings of the earth upon the earth, and they shall be gathered together as prisoners are gathered in the pit, and shall be shut up in the prison, and many after many days shall they be visited. Then the moon shall be confounded, and the sun ashamed, when the Yasur of the host shall reign in the Mount Zion, and in Yerushalayim, and before his ancients gloriously. Now we have new words that we're going to be using, ancient and ancients. Ancient singular, ancients plural. In Isaiah 25, verse 1, O Yahweh, thou art my Elohim. I will exalt thee. I will praise thy name, for thou hast done wonderful things. Thy counsels of old are faithfulness and truth. For thou hast made of a city a heap, of a defense city a ruin, a palace of strangers. To be no city, it shall never be built. Therefore shall the strong people glorify thee. The city of the terrible nations shall fear thee, for thou hast been a strength unto the poor, a strength unto the needy in his distress, a refuge from the storm, a shadow from the heat, when the blast of the terrible ones is as a storm against the wall. Thou shalt bring down the noise of strangers as the heat in a dry place, even the heat with the shadow of a cloud, for the branch of the terrible one shall be brought low, and in this mountain shall the Yeshua the host make unto all people a feast of fat things, a feast of wines on the lees, fat things, full of marrow of wines on the lees, well refined. And he will destroy in this mountain the face of the covering cast over all people, and the veil that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death and victory, and the Yahshua, the Yahweh Elohim, will wipe away tears from off all faces. And the gift of his people shall he take away from off all the earth, for the Yahweh has spoken it. And it shall be said in that day, lo, this is our Elohim, we have waited for him, and he will save us. That's just talking about Yahshua. Lo, this is our Savior, Yahshua. We have waited for him, and he will save us. This is Yahshua. We have waited for him. We will be glad and rejoice in his salvation. For in this mountain shall the hand of Yahshua rest, and Moab shall be trodden down under him, even as straw is trodden down for the dunghill. And he shall spread forth his hands in the midst of them, And as he that swimmeth spreadeth forth his hands to swim, and he shall burn down their pride together with the spoils of their hand. And the fortress of the high forts of thy walls shall be he bring down, lay low, and burn to the ground even unto the dust. In that day shall this psalm be sung in the land of Judah. We have a strong city, salvation will ever have a point for walls and bulwarks. Isaiah chapter 26, verse 2. Open ye the gates that the righteous nation which keepeth the truth may enter in. And that's the cross-reference of Isaiah 60, verse 11. Let's go read it. For therefore thy gates shall be open continually. They shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, that their kings may be brought. Since for the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly waste. Now to back to Isaiah 26, it says that, verse 3, thou wilt keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on thee, because he trusts in thee. Trust ye in the Yahweh forever. For in the Yahweh Elohim is everlasting strength. For he bringeth down them that dwell on high, a lofty city. He layeth low, he layeth it low even to the ground, he bringeth it even to the dust. The foot shall tread it down, even the feet of the poor and the steps of the needy. The way of the just is uprightness. Thou most upright dost weigh the path of the just. Yea, and the way of thy judgments, O Yahweh, have we waited for thee. For the desire of our soul is to thy name and to the remembrance of thee. With my soul have I desired thee in the night, yea, with my spirit within me will I seek thee early. For when thy judgments are in the earth, the inhabitants of the world will learn righteousness. Let favor be showed unto the wicked, yet will he not learn righteousness. In the land of uprightness will he deal unjustly, and will not behold the majesty of the Yahweh. Yahweh, when thy hand is lifted up, they will not see, but they shall see and be ashamed for their envy at the people. Yea, the fire of thine enemies shall devour them. Yahweh, thou wilt ordain peace for us, for thou also hast wrought all our works in us. O Yahweh, Elohim, our other lords beside thee have had dominion over us, but by thee only will we make mention of thy name. They are dead, they shall not live. They are deceased, they shall not rise. Therefore hast thou visited and destroyed them, and made all their memory to perish. Thou hast increased the nation, O Yahweh, thou hast increased the nation, thou art glorified. Thou hast removed it far unto all the ends of the earth. Yahweh, in trouble have they visited thee. They poured out a prayer when thy chastening was upon them. Like as a woman with a child that draweth near the time of her delivery, is in pain and crieth out in her pang, so have we been in thy sight, O Yahweh. We have been with child, we have been in pain, we have as it were brought forth wind, and we have not wrought any deliverance in the earth. Neither have the inhabitants of the world fallen. Thy dead men shall live together with thy dead bodies, shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust, for thy dew is as the dew of the herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead. Come, my people, enter thou into thy chambers, and shut thy doors about thee. Hide thyself, as it were, for a little moment, until the indignation be overpast. For behold, the yes sure cometh out of his place to punish the inhabitants of the earth for their iniquity. The earth also shall disclose her blood and shall no more cover her slain. End of chapter 26, Isaiah 27. In that day the Yahweh with his sore and great and strong sword shall punish Leviathan, the piercing serpent, even Leviathan, that crooked serpent, and he shall slay the dragon that is in the sea. And that day sing ye unto her a vineyard of red wine, How did Yahweh do keep it? I will water it every moment. Lest any hurt it, I will keep it night and day. Fury is not in me. Who would sit the briars and thorns against me in the battle? I would go through them. I would burn them together. Oh, let him take hold of my strength that he may make peace with me, and he shall make peace with me. He shall cause them that come of Jacob to take root. Israel shall blossom and bud and fill the face of the world with fruit. Hath he smitten him as he smote those that smote him? Or is this he slain according unto the slaughter of them that are slain by him? In measure, when it shooteth forth, thou shalt debate with it. He stayeth the rough wind in the day of the east wind. By this, therefore, shall the iniquity of Jacob be purged, and this is all the fruit to take away his sin. When he maketh all the stones of the altar as chalk stone that are beaten in sunder, the groves and images shall not stand up. Yet the defense city shall be desolate, and the habitation forsaken, and left like a wilderness. There shall the chaff feed, and there shall he lie down and consume the branches thereof. When the boughs thereof are withered, they shall be broken off. The woman shall come and set them on fire. For it is a people of no understanding. Therefore he that made them will not have mercy on them. And he that formed them will show them no favor. And it shall come to pass in that day that the Yahshua shall beat off from the channel of the river unto the stream of Egypt. And ye shall be gathered one by one, O ye children of Israel. And it shall come to pass in that day that the great trumpet shall be blown, and they shall come which were ready to perish in the land of Assyria, and the outcast in the land of Egypt, and shall worship the Yahshua in the holy mount at Jerusalem. It's the end of Isaiah 27. Let's go on to 28. Woe unto the crown of pride, to the drunkards of Ephraim, whose glorious beauty is a fading flower, which are on the head of the fat valleys of them that are overcome with wine. Behold, Yahweh hath a mighty and strong one, which as a tempest of hail and destroying storm, as a flood of mighty waters overflowing, shall cast down to the earth with the hand. The crown of pride, the drunkards of Ephraim, shall be trodden under feet, and the glorious beauty which is on the head of the fat valley shall be a fading flower, and as a hasty fruit before the summer, which when he that looketh upon it seeth while it is yet in his hand, he eateth it up. And that day shall the Yahshua of the host be for a crown of glory and for a diadem of beauty unto the residue of his people, and for a spirit of judgment unto him that sitteth in judgment, and for strength to them that turn the battle to the gate. But they also have erred through wine and through strong drink are out of the way. The priest and the prophet have erred through strong drink. They are swallowed up of wine. They are out of the way. Through strong drink, they err in vision. They stumble in judgment. For all tables are full of vomit and filthiness, so that there is no place clean. Whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he make to understand doctrine? Them that are weaned from the milk and drawn from the breast. For precept must be upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little. For with a stammering lips and another tongue will he speak to this people. To whom he said, this is the rest wherewith ye may cause the weary to rest, and this is the refreshing, yet they would not hear. But the word of Yahweh was unto them, precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they might go and fall backwards and be broken and snared and taken. Wherefore hear the word of Yahweh, ye scornful men, that rule this people which is in Jerusalem. Because you have said, we have made a covenant with death, and with hell are we at agreement. When the overflowing spirit shall pass through, it shall not come unto us. For we have made lies our refuge, and under falsehood have we hid ourselves. Therefore, thus saith Yahweh Elohim, Behold, I lay in Zion for a foundation a stone, a tried stone, a precious cornerstone, a sure foundation. He that believeth shall not make haste. Judgment also will I lay to the lion, and righteousness to the plummet. And the hail shall sweep away the refuse of lies, and the waters shall overflow the hiding place. And your covenant with death shall be disannulled, and your agreement with hell shall not stand. When the overflowing scourge shall pass through, then you shall be trodden down by it. From the time that it goeth forth, it shall take you. For morning and morning, by morning shall it pass over, by day and by night, and it shall be a vexation only to understand the report. For the bed is shorter than that a man can stretch himself on it, and the covering narrower than that he can wrap himself in it. For the Yeshua will rise up as in the Mount Perazim. He shall be wroth as in the valley of Gibeon, that he may do his work, his strange work, and bring to pass his acts of strange act. Now therefore be ye not mockers, lest your bands be made strong. For I have heard from the Yahweh Elohim of the host a consumption, even to turn upon the whole earth. Give ye ear and hear my voice. Hearken and hear my speech. Doth the plowman plow all day the sower? Doth he open and break the clods of his ground? When he hath made plain the face thereof, doth he not cast abroad the fishes and scatter the common and cast in the principal wheat and the appointed barley and the rye in their place? For his Yahweh doth instruct him to discretion and doth teach him. For the fishes are not threshed with a threshing instrument, neither is a cartwheel turned about upon the coming, but the fishes are beaten out with a staff, and the coming with a rod. Red corn is bruised because he will not ever be threshing it, nor break it with the wheel of his cart, nor bruise it with his horsemen. This also cometh forth from the Yeshua of the host, which is wonderful in counsel and excellent in working. Isaiah 29, verse 1. Woe unto Ariel, to Ariel, the city where David dwelt. Add ye year to year, let them kill sacrifices. Yet I will distress Ariel, and there shall be heaviness and sorrow, and it shall be unto me as Ariel, and I will camp against thee round about, and will lay siege against thee with the mount, and I will raise forts against thee, and thou shalt be brought down, and shall speak out of the ground, and thy speech shall be low out of the dust, and thy voice shall be as of one that hath a familiar spirit out of the ground, and thy speech shall whisper out of the dust. Moreover, the multitude of thy strangers shall be like small dove, and the multitude of the terrible ones shall be as the chaff that passes away. Yea, it shall be at an instant suddenly. Thou shalt be visited of the Yeshua the host with thunder, and with the earthquake, and great noise, with storm and tempest, and with the flame of the divine fire. And the multitude of all the nations that fight against Ariel, even all that fight against her, and her munitions, and that distress her, shall be as a dream of a night vision. It shall even be as when a hungry man dreameth, and behold, he eateth, but he awakeneth, and his soul is empty. Or as when a thirsty man dreameth, and behold, he drinketh, but he awaketh, and behold, he is faint, and his soul hath appetite. So shall the multitude of all the nations be that fight against the Mount Zion. Stay yourselves and wonder, cry ye out and cry that are drunken, but not with wine. They stagger, but not with strong drink. For the Yeshua hath poured out upon you the spirit of deep sleep, and hath closed your eyes. The prophets and your rulers, the seers, hath he covered. And the vision of all is become unto you as the words of a book that is sealed. which men deliver to one that is known, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I cannot, for the seal. And the book is delivered to him that is not learned, saying, Read this, I pray thee. And he saith, I am not learned. Wherefore? And Yeshua said, Forasmuch as this people draw near me with their mouth and with their lips do honor me, but have removed their heart far from me, and their fear toward me is taught by the precept of men. This is actually Yahweh talking, I guess. Therefore, behold, I will proceed to do a marvelous work among the people, even a marvelous work and a wonder. For the wisdom of their wise men shall perish, and the understanding of their prudent men shall be hid. Woe unto them that seek deep to hide their counsel from the Yahshua, and their works shall end in the dark, and they say, Who seeth us, and who knoweth us? Surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work say of him that made it, He made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, He had no understanding? Is it not yet a very little while, and Lebanon shall be turned into a fruitful field? And the fruitful field shall be esteemed as a forest, and in that day shall the deaf hear the words of the book, and the eyes of the blind shall see out of the obscurity and out of darkness. The meek also shall increase their joy in the Yahshua, and the poor among men shall rejoice in the Holy One of Israel. Okay, Matthew 5:5, there was a cross reference to that. Let's see what we got there. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Psalm 37:11, David talks about it. That, but the meek shall inherit the earth and shall delight themselves in the abundance of peace. Okay, verse 20, Isaiah 29. For the terrible one is brought to naught, and the scorner is consumed, and all that watch for iniquity are cut off. That make a man an offender for a word, and lay a snare for him that reproveth in the gate, and turn aside the just for a thing of naught. Therefore this saith to Yeshua, who redeemed Abraham concerning the house of Jacob. Jacob shall not now be ashamed, neither shall his face now wax pale. But when he seeth his children, the work of my hands in the midst of him, he shall sanctify my name and sanctify the Holy One of Israel, and shall fear the Elohim of Israel. They also that erred in spirit shall come to understanding, and they that murmured shall learn doctrine. That's the end of chapter 29 of Isaiah. Isaiah 30, verse 1, Woe to the rebellious children, saith Yahweh, that take counsel, but not of me, and that cover with a covering, but not of my spirit, that they may add sin to sin, that walk to go down into Egypt, and have not asked at my mouth, to strengthen themselves in the strength of Pharaoh, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt. Therefore shall the strength of Pharaoh be your shame, and the trust in the shadow of Egypt your confusion, for his princes were at Zoan, and his ambassadors came to hand. They were all ashamed of a people that could not profit them, nor be in help, nor profit, but a shame and also reproach. For the bird of the beast of the south, into the land of trouble and anguish, from whence come the young and old lion, the viper and the fiery flying serpent. They will carry their riches upon the shoulders of the young asses, and their treasures upon the bunches of camels, unto a people that shall not profit them. For the Egyptians shall help in vain, and to no purpose. Therefore have I cried concerning this. Their strength is to sit still. Okay, now go write it before them in a table and note it in a book, that it may be for the time to come forever and ever, that this is a rebellious people, lying children, children that will not hear the law of Yahweh. Now, this is Isaiah speaking for the last days, the last generation of Israel. That would be the Adventist Church. And he's saying that this is a rebellious people. They're lying children. Children that will not hear the law of the Yahweh. They won't hear it. There's no talk just about no law. Which say unto the seers, see not, and to the prophets prophesy not unto us right thing, speak unto us smooth thing, prophesy deceits. Get ye out of the way, turn aside out of the path, cause the Holy One of Israel to cease from before us. Now here's the Holy One of Israel. That's Yahshua. Wherefore thus saith the Holy One of Israel, because ye despise his word and trust in oppression and perverseness and stay thereon, therefore this iniquity shall be unto you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. Now, as we fast forward to Isaiah 59, 12 and 13, we might pick up a little bit more on this. As Isaiah gets further into it, it says, 12 to 15, for our transgressions are multiplied before thee, and our sins testify against it, for our transgressions are with us, and as for our iniquities, we know them. And transgression and lying against the Yahweh and departing away from our Elohim, speaking oppression and revolt, conceiving and uttering from the heart words of falsehood, and judgment is turned away backwards, and justice standeth afar off, for truth is fallen in the street, and equity cannot enter. Yea, truth faileth, and he that departeth from evil maketh himself a prey. And the Yahweh saw it, and it displeased him that there was no judgment. He saw that there was no man, and wondered that there was no intercession. Therefore his arm brought salvation unto him, and his righteousness has sustained him. For he put on righteousness as a breastplate, and an helmet of salvation upon his head. And he put on the garments of vengeance for clothing, and for was clad with zeal as a cloak. According unto their deeds, accordingly he will repay fury unto his adversary, recompense unto his enemies. Unto the islands he will repay recompense. So shall they fear the name of the Yahweh and his son, Yahshua, father and son. But it's mostly Isaiah's talking about the son here. So actually you should read, for they shall fear the name of the Yahshua from the west, and his glory from the rising of the sun. What does it mean? They shall fear the name of the Yahshua from the west. Jerusalem is in the east from where we're at. We're in the west. So he's talking about from here, where we're at today, here in Texas. And his glory from the rising of the sun. When the enemy shall come in like a flood, the spirit of Yahshua shall lift up a standard against him. And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith to Yahshua. Who is this Redeemer? This is Yahshua. Okay, now we can go to Romans 11, chapter 11, verse 26 and 27, and read more about that here in the New Testament. Paul talking to those Roman Gentiles. Let's go. It says, Romans 11, 26 and 27. It says that, and so all Israel shall be saved, as it is written, there shall come out of Zion the deliverer, and shall turn away unrighteousness from Jacob. For this is my covenant unto them, that I will take away their sins. And then you go to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10, and it confirms that. Paul confirms that to the Hebrews. Actually, I think Luke is the one that wrote the book of Hebrews. But nevertheless, these are Hebrew Gentiles, and they're told the same thing in Hebrews chapter 8, verse 10. It says that, for this is the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel after those days, saith the Yahshua. I will put my laws into their mind, and I will write them in their hearts, and I will be unto them a Yahweh, and they shall be unto me a people. Now in Jeremiah 31:33 is where that statement is also taken from. Jeremiah 31:33. But this shall be the covenant that I will make with the house of Israel. After those days, saith Yahshua, I will put my law in their inward parts, and write it in their hearts, and will be their Elohim, and they shall be my people. They shall teach no more every man his neighbor, and every man his brother, saying, Know thee, Yahshua. For they shall all know me, from the least of them unto the greatest of them, saith Yahshua. For I will forgive their iniquity, and I will remember their sin no more. This is talking about the whole house of Israel that confesses Yahshua as their Savior and repents of their sins. And then he says he will forgive their iniquity and remember their sin no more. And so in Isaiah 43:25 also talks about that. 43:25. It says, I am he that blotteth out thy transgressions for mine own sake, and will not remember thy sins. And then in Isaiah 44:22, he talks about the same thing. He says that, I have blotted out as a thick cloud thy transgressions, and as a cloud thy sins. Return unto me, for I have redeemed thee. And Isaiah 43:25, back shift to that again. I am he that blotteth out thy transgression for my own sake, and will remember. Put me in remembrance, let us plead together, declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Thy first father had sinned, and thy teachers have transgressed against me. Therefore I have profaned the princes of the sanctuary, and have given Jacob unto the curse, and Israel unto reproaches. Back now to the original reading there in Isaiah 30. It says in verse 13, Therefore this iniquity shall be unto you as a breach ready to fall, swelling out in a high wall, whose breaking cometh suddenly at an instant. And he shall break it as the breaking of the potter's vessel that is broken in pieces. He shall not spare, so that there shall not be found in the bursting of it assured to take fire from the hearth, or to take water withal out of the pit. For thus saith Yahweh Elohim, or Yahshua, Messiah, the Holy One of Israel. So here it is, Lord God, he is the Holy One of Israel. Well, we know Isaiah identified him as Yahshua, the Holy One of Israel. So here it is confirmed right here in verse 15. Isaiah 30, that Yahweh Elohim, that the translator intended, Lord God, means Yahshua Messiah as the Holy One of Israel. And returning in rest shall you be saved. In quietness and in confidence shall be your strength, and you would not. But he said, No, for we will flee upon horses. Therefore shall you flee, and he will ride upon the swift. Therefore shall they that pursue you be swift. 1,000 shall flee at the rebuke of one. At the rebuke of five shall you flee, till you be left as a beacon up on the top of a mountain and as an ensign on a hill. So it's talking about this here Holy One. You can go to the New Testament and read about the Holy One. And it's talking about Yahshua in the New Testament for sure. Okay, let's go to... Let's continue on Isaiah 30, verse 17. No, verse 18. And therefore will the Yahshua wait, that he may be gracious unto you. And therefore will he be exalted, that he may have mercy upon you. For Yahshua is a king of, he is a judge of judgment. So when you say he is a God of judgment, you say Yahshua is a judge of judgment. You can go to Jeremiah 17:7 and get confirmation on that. Let's go do that. It says, Blessed is the man that trusts in the Yahshua and his hope the Yahshua is. Let's go on back now to Jeremiah 30, verse 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion at the Yerushalayim. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Yahshua give you the bread of adversity and the water of affliction, yet shall not thy teachers be removed into a corner anymore. But thine eyes shall see thy teachers. Let's go to Psalms 80, verse 5, where David talks about the same thing. Thou feedest them with the bread of tears, and givest them tears to drink in great measure. using that word feed, feedeth them. Let's read verse 1. Give ear, O shepherd of Israel. David is talking about the prophet placed over the flock of Israel. Thou that leadest Joseph like a flock. Now this is talking about Yahshua. When David is praying to Yahshua, he says, give ear, O shepherd of Israel. So he's asking Yahshua, his, the son, says, give ear. The one that led Joseph like a flock out of Egypt. Or down into Egypt, and how he ruled over the flock of Israel down in Egypt, down in the land of Goshen, where his father moved to the last 17 years of his life. Before Ephraim and Benjamin and Manasseh, stir up thy strength and come and save us. Turn us again, O Yahshua, says O God here, but we know we've learned now that Yahweh Messiah, Yahshua Messiah is Lord God. Okay, and cause thy face to shine and we shall be saved. And so in Psalm 67:1 is a confirmation on that. It says, Yahshua be merciful unto us and bless us and cause his face to shine upon us. Then it goes all the way back to Psalm 31:16, talks about the same thing again. It says, make thy face to shine upon thy servant, save me for thy mercy's sake. And then it just keeps going back and back. It says in Numbers 24:27, goes way back there, 24:27. Now, there is no Numbers 24-27. Numbers 6:24-27. Let's see where the prophecy began. The Yahshua bless thee and keep thee. The Yahshua make his face to shine upon thee. Now, this is a prophecy that Balaam gave to Balak, the king of Moab, which were kinfolks to the Hebrews. This is Balaam talking about he had seen a vision about the Most High, Yahshua, and he saw a vision for the last days on that, and this who he's talking about here. So now we go back to Isaiah 30 verse 19. For the people shall dwell in Zion at Yerushalayim. Thou shalt weep no more. He will be very gracious unto thee at the voice of thy cry. When he shall hear it, he will answer thee. And though the Yahshua give you, or I've already read that, let's now go on down to verse 21. And thine eyes, and thine ears shall hear a word behind thee. I've already read that. It talks about they're your teachers. And thine ears shall hear a word behind thee, saying, this is the way, walk ye in it. When you turn to the right hand and when you turn to the left. And it says in verse 22, Isaiah 30, ye shall defile also the covering of thy graven images and of silver and the ornament of thy molten images of gold. Thou shalt cast them away as a menstrual cloth. Thou shalt say unto it, get thee hence. Then shall he give the rain of thy seed. And thou shalt sow the ground withal and bread of the increase of the earth, and it shall be fat and plenty. And that day shall thy cattle feed in large pasture. The oxen likewise and the young ass that ear the ground shall eat clean provender, which hath been winnowed with the shovel and with the fan. And there shall be upon every high mountain and upon every high hill rivers and streams of waters. And the day of the great slaughter, when the towers fall, moreover the light of the moon shall be as the light of the sun, and the light of the sun shall be sevenfold as the light of 7 days, and the day that Yahshua bindeth up the breach of his people and healeth the stroke of their wound. Behold, the name of the Yahshua cometh from far, burning with his anger, and the burden thereof is heavy. His lips are full of the indignation, and his tongue as a devouring fire. And his breath as an overflowing stream shall reach into the midst of the neck to sift the nations with a sieve of vanity. There shall be a bridle and the jaws of people causing them to err. You shall have a song as in the night when a holy solemnity is kept. and gladness of heart as when one goeth for the pot to come into the mountain of the Yeshua, unto the mighty one of Israel. And the Yeshua shall cause his glorious voice to be heard, and shall show the lighting down of his arm with the indignation of his anger, and with the flame of a devouring fire, with the scattering and tempest and hailstone. For through the voice of the Yeshua shall the sin be beaten down, which smote with a rod. And in every place where the ground of staff shall pass, which the Yeshua shall lay upon him, it shall be with the tablets and harps, and in the battles of the shaking will he fight with it. For Topheth is ordained of old, yea, for the king it is prepared. He hath made it deep and large, for the power thereof is with the fire and much wood. And the breath of the Yeshua, like a stream of brimstone, doth kindle it. And that ends Isaiah chapter 30. Isaiah 31 verse 1. Woe unto them that go down to Egypt for help, and stay on horses, and trust in chariots, because they are many, and in horsemen, because they are very strong. But they look not unto the Holy One of Israel, neither seek the Yeshua, or neither seek the Yahweh. You might go to the Father there, or God not. They don't look unto the Holy One of Israel, and they don't seek the Father either. So Isaiah 30, verse 1 and 2, and back it up again, talks about that. Woe unto the rebellious children that saith to Yahweh, that take counsel but not of me, and that cover with a covering but not of my spirit, that he may add sin to sin. And in Isaiah 29:15, it backs it up here a little bit further. It says, woe unto them that seek to hide their counsel from the Yeshua, and their work are in the dark, and they say, who seeth us, and who knoweth us? And they say, surely your turning of things upside down shall be esteemed as the potter's clay. For shall the work of him say unto him that made it, he made me not? Or shall the thing framed say of him that framed it, he had no understanding? In Jeremiah 18:1-6, it talks about who this clay is. It says, the word which came unto Jeremiah from the Yeshua, from the Son, saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. Who is the potter? Who represents the potter? Yeshua is the potter. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he brought a work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made it again, another vessel, as seemed good unto the potter to make it. And the word of the Yeshua came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter? Saith the Yeshua, behold, as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are ye in my hands, O house of Israel. So, this clay is talked about in the potter's hand is the house of Israel. And so he says he makes it. It's defective, he makes it again. And if it's defective, he'll make it again. Well, how many times did Yeshua take the house of Israel as a clay and try to mold it? He started with Egypt, coming out of Egypt, with Moses. And then when Moses was through, he tried it with Joshua in the land of Israel, in the promised land. And when Joshua was through, he tried it again with Ezra and Zerubbabel a third time, coming out of Babylonian captivity for Judah. And then he tried it at the cross. Yeah, that's four times. He tried it in 1844. That's five times. He tried it in 1930. That's six times. He tried it in 1970. That's seven times. Believe it or not, 1970 was the time that Brother Johnson announced all sevens had come together. And so he said it means complete. So Brother Johnson completed the cycle of the sevens of the potter and the potter's clay. It took 3,500 years. Finally, the new order, number 8, 2002, he says, cannot. This is when this prophecy made its fulfillment here in Jeremiah 18:1-6. And I'm going to read again. This is when this prophecy made its fulfillment. The word which came to Jeremiah from the Yeshua saying, arise and go down to the potter's house, and there I will cause thee to hear my words. So Jeremiah had to go down to the potter's house first. Then I went down to the potter's house, and behold, he wrought at work on the wheel. And the vessel that he made of clay was marred in the hand of the potter. So he made again another vessel, as seemed good to the potter to make it. Then the word of Yeshua came to me, saying, O house of Israel, cannot I do with you as this potter, saith the Yeshua? Because as the clay is in the potter's hand, so are you in mine hand, O house of Israel. So I would say that the house of Israel is still in the potter's hand to do with what he has the design to do with it, and he intends to carry it out. So in Jeremiah 31:28, it talks about this here, planting this one. 31:28, it says, and it shall come to pass that like as I have watched over them to pluck up and to break down and to throw down and to destroy and to afflict, so will I watch over them to build and to plant, saith Yeshua. And then you go to Daniel 9:14, and it talks about this last everlasting kingdom of righteousness that is set up in these last days. And this is what he's talking about. He's going to plant, he's going to throw down, he's going to raise up until he is finally got what he wants, a purified house of Israel. So in Daniel chapter 9, he says, verse 24, 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, and to make an end of sins, and to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness, and to seal up the vision and prophecy, and anoint the most holy. Who's the most holy? Yeshua. And so it says, what's the reason for this prophecy fulfilling at the cross with Daniel's prophecy? It says to bring in, to make reconciliation for iniquity, and to bring in everlasting righteousness. So everlasting righteousness did not belong to the Old Testament. Everybody that followed the plan of salvation in the Old Testament had everlasting righteousness. But to bring in everlasting righteousness and set it up as a foundation that will never crumble again and go away was set up by Yahshua with his apostles. He brought in everlasting salvation. Because it says in verse 27 of Daniel 9, and he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week, and in the midst of the week he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease, and for the overspreading of the abominations he shall make it desolate even until the consummation, and they determine shall be dispersed poured upon the desert. Now, I've never understood that verse 27 as clearly as I think I do now, so I'm going to read it again. And he shall confirm the covenant with many for 1 week. But we know that that would be in the last hour, the 12th parabolic hour. I believe that that took place in 2002. And in the midst of the week, he shall cause the sacrifice and the oblation to cease. And for the overspreading of the abominations, he shall make it even until the consummation, and that determined shall be poured upon the people. What does it mean by the overspreading of the abomination? Well, and that 2,000 years ago, when it says in verse 27 that 70 weeks are determined upon thy people and upon thy holy city to finish the transgression, so it says the holy city is where the place is designated for the finishing of the transgression, and to make an end of sins. This is the place where you're going to make an end of sin. You're going to finish the transgression at Jerusalem. You're going to make an end of sins at Yaldersham and make reconciliation for iniquity and bring in everlasting righteousness and to seal up the vision and prophecy and to anoint the most holy. Now this is a prophecy that was laid down with Yahshua at the cross. And this is the prophecy then that meets its fulfillment here in the 12th hour that we're in right now. All this right here will take place. Now therefore, and I understand. Know therefore, understand that from the going forth of the commandment to restore and to build Jerusalem unto the Messiah, the Prince, shall be 7 weeks, 2 weeks. The street shall be built again, and the wall even in troublous time. Okay, so there's a prophecy that reaches down to our day, and this wall was built again, will be built here in these last days. That's where you have a president that talks about building a wall for the United States. We're in the time now of wall building. Jerusalem has been building a wall for a long time across the middle of Jerusalem, and for the liturgy to keep out, but it hasn't kept out the alien. The wall built here in the United States won't keep out the alien. It's only laws and executing of the laws against such violators of the law, and that those that live across your border, that violate your borders, they come in your borders, you should have a strong law that will judge and adjudicate judgment upon them to the point where they don't dare cross your border unless they are legalized. And so that's the only way you can live in the land of Israel, is that you have to be legalized. And what legalized them in Isaiah's day? What legalized them in Isaiah's day? Well, go read Isaiah 56, and you'll find out what legalized them. Those that laid a hold of Yahweh's covenant, took a hold of his Sabbath, and sanctified themselves of the house of Israel. Those are the ones, that's how you're legalized. This brings the close of our study. This hour contact at the 11th hour call. It's number 11. Click on our audio archive. We're going to close now with a song.
It's great to fall. The love of Yah is great to fall. And can never tell. It goes beyond the highest fall, and reaches to the lowest hell. For guilty path, not down the pain, the greatest thought to win. He said each time, he hit again and pardon for his sins. Oh, love of Yah, it's endured a measureless and strong. It shall forever endure the same time shall pass away, and every throne and kingdoms fall, and men who hear refuse to pray, but what's in his and nothing's all. God's love so strong shall still endure for measureless and strong, redeeming grace to heaven's way, the saints and angels' song. Oh, love of Yah, it's endured a measureless and strong. It shall break the morning door, the saints and angels' song. But we will deep the ocean fill, and where the skies the parchment gray. Oh, love of God.